الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. As we explained in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has made rozas faraz upon us. And ulama have written that rozas have been made faraz upon you. The ulama e batin, the ulama who have reached the reality of things, not just the superficial, that rozas have been made on every part of the body faraz. And if that is when a person will keep that roza, then he will get the benefit. A person who does business and he makes profit in his business, he will enjoy and expand his business. He'll open another business. And a person who doesn't make profit, then he'll close his business. The business will get closed. He doesn't have to close it all. Same way, if we don't have our ibadat, our deen, our Islam, it's not what is reality. That is, we find many people there, they don't practice on deen. The others are just by name, that we were born in Muslim home, so we are Muslims. But if we can find the reality, if we practice upon it, and the reality of deen comes into us, then a person will become what people will call a super Muslim. And he will advance tremendously. So rozas also must be kept by every part of the body. And this was done for the nations of before. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. And the object of all this, and to see, la'allakum tattaqoon. After your whole report comes out, you got your marks, and some places even the assignments of the year are also, those marks are given for that also, for various things. But at the end, pass or fail, which box is ticked, that is the most important. So yes, after doing everything what we are required to do, at the end, whether we have acquired taqwa or not, that is what we have to see. That is, have we advanced in our taqwa or not? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is by Nafs-e Qur'an, the object and the purpose of the whole the exercise of Roza, Ramadan, coming down of Qur'an Sharif, is how much of taqwa comes into us. And then Allah made it easy and said that this exercise of yours is only a yama maduda, few days which you can count on your fingertips. To count 30, we count much more than 30. We read at the speed of 100 also on our fingers. So we, and much more than that also, 100, and then on your other hand, if you press 1, so then you can, it's 100. And 1500 you can pray, you can count like this. So you can count so much. This is only 30 days. And many times it's only 29 days. So just a few days you have to make this effort. So don't lose courage. Be strong for the full 29-30 days that I'm going to do what I have to do. So the one we explain is Roza of the eyes. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that man taraka an-nadhru sahmu min siham iblis masmum. That the gaze and the look of the eye, one look of it, is sahmu min siham iblis. It's an arrow of the arrows of shaitan. So you can imagine how terrible it is. And more than that, it is from the arrows of shaitan, masmum, poisonous arrow. So it will kill your, it's so terrible, it will kill your iman. An instance is mentioned of a Muazzin in Egypt, of the days of the past, when they used to still walk up the stairs to give azan, not the mic system, etc. So when he went to the top, from there his eyes fell in the neighbor's house, Christian people, and the young girl, on her his eyes fell. And as we explained yesterday, we tried to explain that this iman and the desire to do evil is also like electricity. Any moment it just strikes. Like many people in one bayan, one thing, and it just struck them and it changed their lives. So here also, and for a negative also, just one moment something comes and a person goes offline. A person who was perfectly online can go offline. So his eyes fell on her and he just came into him that he wants to marry her. So he forgot his azan also he had to give. He came down and he went there. The parents were not at home, she was alone. Immediately he grabbed her, embraced her, and he told her, I want to marry you. She said, you're a Muslim, I'm a Christian, we can't marry. So he said, I'm prepared to become a Christian also. And she said, in that case we can consider, but we can only consider it that if you start eating pig and drink wine, etc. He was prepared for that also. And many other things he did. And finally, when they agreed, then he was still on his job. So he was going to give Adhan and he fell from the steps and he died before he got married. Khasirati dunya wal akhirah. Dunya also he got nothing whatsoever and akhirat also completely gone. So dangerous is the gaze of an eye. And this is the words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. النظر السهم من سهام إبليس مسموم من ترك a person who does not look مخافتي in the fear of Allah Ta'ala حديث القدسي then Allah says أبدلته I myself will now change that what he did not look and in my fear he did not look in he doesn't want to break my law he doesn't want to displease me therefore he did not look I change it, abdaltuhu imanan. For such a type of iman, yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. He will find the sweetness of that iman in his heart. And when a person will find that, and our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, when he explains this, then he goes into detail, and he thinks that yajidu is the fair, the verb. He will be wajid, he will be the file, the subject. He will find the sweetness in the heart. And the sweetness of the heart won't go via the tongue. The sweetness of the tongue is only on the tongue. No matter what you have, ice cream, chocolate, it's only on the tongue. The minute it goes down, most of these things cause harm to you then. Especially if you're a sugar patient, a heart patient, cholesterol you got, these things cause more harm. It's only on the small tongue, which is 3-4 centimeters. That is what they taste is. This doesn't go via the tongue. It goes directly in the heart. And it's not, nothing else mixes with it. The sweetness goes directly into the heart, from Allah Ta'ala into the heart. And he will be wajid of it. He will feel that sweetness. We also should check that do we feel the sweetness of iman in our heart. And an easy way that the temptations and Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair has explained that when these temptations come, don't get excited and worried and, oh my iman, what's going to happen? As I say, all these places of test, whether it's the airport, whether it's the offices, banks, etc., shopping malls, etc., there is a time, as I explained it, when the certificates of iman are being distributed, so to say, freely. Just don't look and you get a certificate of iman. And iman from Allah's side and directly in your heart, that certificate. It won't be given in your hand. It's gone directly in your heart from where nobody can snatch it. No government, no military, nobody can snatch it. It's gone into your heart. So it's just a simple thing for you. And Hazrat, in his beautiful way, to explain also that how easy Allah has made it to protect the gazers. That if you are walking and from in front a woman is coming. Now if you're going to look up, you're going to see her. So all you have to do is look down. And just to look down is a slight movement of the head. Little bit. And then you won't see. And if necessary, then just for a moment or two, close your shutters of the eyes. And that also, Hazrat explained, that Allah did not make it that to close the shutters of the eyes, today we feel technology has reached where and where. So if by technology, that button was here by your knee, you should have to get down to your knee. And if the button was by your leg, by your ankle, You should have to go and press the button there. And that technology is just a flip in the mind. Just that thought, and you just drop your eyes. So easy. And just what speed it works. The super computers, the big computers can't work at that speed. What Allah's computer Allah has put in the brain. That you just that thought comes. And it worked out by the brain to give a message to the eyes to just drop down. And for how long also? And how long you estimate that you will just pass by? Allah Ta'ala made it so easy. And in all these things, see the qudrat of Allah. In all methods, every moment of our life, be looking at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many كَأَيِّمْ. Many of my ayahs, my signs, are in the heavens and in the earth. And ayat, the Quran Sharif has got over 6,000 ayat. And every ayat which we translate as a verse, but the real translation of ayat is a sign. It's a sign of Allah's existence. It's a sign of the truthfulness of Islam. Every ayat. And many ayat, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. One ayat has got ayat, many signs. And the signs are innumerable which are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And in daily life, every moment is a sign to see Allah. And every time you see Allah, you get closer to Allah. And Allah is the source of all love. Allah is the source of all beauty. There could have been no love in the world without Allah putting that love. There could be no beauty in the world without Allah putting that beauty. There could be no sweetness in the world without Allah putting the sweetness. A poet says, "In shakar khushtar, ya ki shakar sadat." Is sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? What does sugar even know what is sweetness? It is Allah who put that sweetness. And we must correct our aqidah in all, even when eating, that this food, the tastiness, and the benefit of the food is not in the food, Allah put it. And if Allah wants to, He can take it out at any time also. And once Allah has put it, the store got left. In between we were talking, that Greek philosophy has got like the sun, when it sends its rays down on anything, plants, the earth, human beings, everything, then that rays now are out of the control of the sun. The sun can't control that rays now. That must keep you warm, keep you cold. But Allah's effects which come, the asar, the asbab which Allah creates, and the effect in the asbab, once Allah has put it on a person, it's not cut off from Allah. Allah is fully in control of it. Allah can pull it out whenever He wants to. Allah can intensify it whenever He wants to. Allah can leave it there, but no benefit. Medicine, Allah can put cure in there. Cure is in the medicine. But Allah can take out the effect of cure, though the cure is there, but you won't get cured. And Allah can give you the core cure without the medicine. Our aqidah in all matters, very important to have tawheed. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the one and only. So our aqidah must be correct. The taste in the food, all these things. So poet says, is shakar khushtar, yaka shukar sadar. Is sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? Is kamar khushtar, yaka kamar sadar. Is the moon more beautiful or the creator of the moon? What does moon know what is beauty? And the creator of the moon has put. The moon is used as a symbol of beauty by ancient and modern poets also. Eastern and Western poets all use the moon as a symbol of beauty. At one time, one of the ministers in the time of Harun al-Rashid, when Baghdad was a superb, most beautiful city in the world, no city in the world could the gardens and all the features of Baghdad, there was nowhere in the world that could compare with it. On a summer's night, He was one minister was sitting his wife in his garden and making love to her. And sometimes in love a person, sometimes in anger a person gives talaq. And sometimes in love a person says so many stupid things also. So in love he told her that if you are not more beautiful than the moon, then talaq on you. Three talaqs. So talaq mughallaza. Three talaqs on you in love. So she was also an alima. She understood, where can I be as beautiful as the moon? She went away, she went in parda. Now I'm divorced from him. And he, both of them, the night they spent in sorrow, in tears, they loved one another. And not a fight, not because of any anger or anything, but in love, now talaq fell. So this is also what our next subject, the tongue, how the serious effect of the tongue, which Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, chismuhu sadeer, the body of the tongue is small, just a few centimeters, a few grams it weighs. Jurmuhu kabir, but its harm is very big. And the same way, ajruhu kabir also, the reward of the tongue, just read la ilaha illallah, what a great reward. So the tongue, we have to be very careful. So this in love, he said these words. In the morning, first thing, he went to Harun al-Rashid and told him, this happened at night. And she's also crying, I'm also crying. And is there any solution? So he summoned a commission, a committee of the ulama, the top ulama of Baghdad, where Baghdad was a beautiful city with regard to dunya things as far as deen also. The great, great awliya, the great, great ulama of Baghdad at that time. In every way it surpassed the world. So the ulama came, everyone says, talaq has fallen, it's clear. Who can be more beautiful? But one alim was reserved, he did not speak. So they told him, you're not speaking. So he said, no, talaq has fallen. So he said, all the ulama are saying talaq, and who can be more beautiful? And see what an ayat of the Quran should be presented. That Allah declared, and nafs-e Quran, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have created insan, any and every human being, we have created him in the most beautiful form. So when Quran says insan is the most beautiful, then let all the world's poets say the moon is more beautiful. Where it has no weight in comparison with what the Quran should say. They all were amazed. And who doesn't know that ayat and such great ulama? But this also, when Allah wants to open something on somebody, and that one young alim, Allah opened this on him, and everyone accepted it unanimously, that it is true, that how beautiful. So Allah has created insan, so beautiful. So this is the sweetness of these things, sweetness of iman. When sweetness of iman will enter, and this is how we have to test ourselves. Today, third Rosa is born already. Let us not think that still 27 left, only 27. Three are gone. How much have I progressed? Am I working to get this taqwa? Taqwa is lovable. Taqwa is not something to be afraid of. Taqwa is enjoyable. Anyone knows, especially relationship between a murid and a sheikh. One of the biggest worries of a murid is that my sheikh must not be displeased with me. And when a sheikh shows signs, and sometimes intentionally also the sheikh does it for the tarbiyat of the murid, then a murid doesn't find solace anywhere. No matter what he sees, he's worried all the time. That is of course where there is a true relationship. The happiness of the sheikh means everything. And from there we learn the happiness of our asatiza, mashayikh, and our parents, and then the elders, and then the sahaba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must not be unhappy with us for one moment. On that, just one point again in between. One great alim of India, some years ago, roughly 10, 15 years ago, went to Maulana Sheikh Yunus John Puri, rahmatullah alayhi, who was in Saharanpur, Sheikh al-Hadith. And he said, was very, very sad and very unsettled. He said, Allah is unhappy with me. Please show me something. He said, who am I? What can I show you? I just teach Hadith here and there. So he insisted, no, you are the chosen one of Allah, you teach me. So he said, what comes to my mind, that you do this, try and make amal on sunnah. And to this extent make amal, that even if you don't have to, they make that amal. Do it even unnecessarily, intentionally, just to make amal on sunnah. Like for example, you are not feeling thirsty, but drink water, then drink it the sunnah way. So it's not necessary for you to drink water, you're not thirsty. But just in order to make the amals of sunnah, you drinking water, drink water, and make amal on the sunnah. He did that, and after a few days, again, weeks, he came back smiling, laughing, happy. So he says, oh, what happened now? He says, my work is done, Allah is happy with me. He said, how do you know? He said, I saw in my dream, my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, Allah is happy with you. So just by making amal on sunnah, you can get the closeness of Allah. So to feel this in the heart. And Allah comes in the heart without us perceiving it also. Your lover comes and your lover doesn't need to open doors also. Doesn't need the gates to be opened. Allah just comes. And the main time Allah comes is when you are all alone in your tahajjud at night, and your zikr, your tilawat, your du'as. And on this 27th night, Laylatul Qadr it is, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and shakes hands with all the believers. And then they feel it, that their hearts are trembling, and they feel that now Jibreel alayhi salam has come with the malaika. So this will come, so this taqwa, this is what we have to acquire. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that مَنْ تَرَكَوْ مَخَافَتِي وَجَدَ خَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ فِي قَلْبِهِ, will find the sweetness of that iman. So this is what we have to work for. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, quotes Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, and the subject on the bad nazri, about the eye, we can't exhaust the subject. We can carry on, not only the whole Ramzan, not only the whole year, whole life we can carry on. It's such a vast subject. And many times we try to speak, and many ulama have written, our Shaykh was famous of this, that he was a master in the field of the we of the eye. And that is the pandemic of this time. The biggest pandemic, more than COVID, and all that is the guna of the eyes, which is rife, and which has destroyed the good people also, completely destroyed them. So, Hazrat from quote Hazrat Muhammad Khani Rahmatullah Ali, you have to make such an effort that at the moment we, out of choice, we go and look, we go on porn sites, we go to places where we can see women, just to see them, just to mix with them, etc. But it must be brought to this stage that even if you are forced to look, you don't look. And as it takes to this extent that when you are forced to look, you keep your eyes closed. And if they open your eyes, and your eyes are looking, but it must be such a point looking that you are not looking. It's nothing is registering. It can be the most beautiful woman, it can be the most exotic scene, whatever it can be, but nothing is registering in you. So this is what we have to work. And forget one Ramzan, one minute is enough if we turn sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. And the whole Ramzan comes, and still if our eyes are not corrected, or at least not better than before Ramzan, after a treatment of 30 days, and still our eyes are not right, then it's a very sad reflection. Everything should come right. So the one very important thing of that, we have to make a determination. And if we keep a checklist, we'll do good also for ourselves. That how much are my eyes now under control? And of course, the real test will come not while we are yang the Khankah in Ramzan. The real test comes on Eid night, on Eid day, when the whole family gets together again. And parda within the family also, where there is parda, brothers-in-law, with sisters-in-law, there has to be parda. But many homes we don't keep that parda. It's broken. And many times, who are regarded as pious and learned people, they give their edicts and their verdicts that don't be so strict on parda. Parda doesn't mean to be so hard and to be so strict. We change the Sharia of Islam and we are saying others are strict, and we are guilty of a grievous crime of changing Sharia and changing the laws. But the laws are so, Allahu Akbar, how beautifully one lady explains to a professor of a university who says that Islam is too strict as far as parda is concerned, making the woman's life like they are prisoners. So he says it is not for harming the woman, it's all the laws are for the protection of women. Islam's laws are for the great honor and respect of a woman. Where Islam demands, wherever she goes on safar, she must have a mahram with her. So that is all for protecting the woman, not rejecting the woman from society, not lowering her status, but higher her status. In Islam, as long as a girl is in her father's house, she is a princess. And when she gets married, she is a queen. And by them, the women are slaves, slaves of all the people, slaves of the whole world, make everyone happy. Go in the offices, work with the bosses, work with co-workers and make everyone happy. And they are slaves of fashion. And they claim, like when I in the Kitab reading we read, their system, they call it freedom, but it is full restriction. Eating, you must eat in this way. You are not free. Everything of how to meet one another, how to meet, in Islam is a simple, straightforward way. And there is warmth in it. Now Maulana came to me. In Islam, no protocol that you come at this time and you have to leave at this time. And you only allowed to stay so much time. You come freely, simplicity, and a freedom in simplicity. Whereas in all the protocols, etiquette, that which they are bound with from morning to night, birth to death, that is all restriction they have got. In Islam is freedom. So women also, Islam has given them freedom in parda, so that when they only were their woman, now they free with one another. When they are with their own kind, and when they are with wolves and hawks, then they must be on their guard. When they are with other men, then a man and his man's nazar is terrible. So at that time they must be fully on their guard. So Islam's teachings are completely perfect. So our eyes, we have to train it to this extent that even if we are forced to look, that we will not look. Allah give us tawfiq. And a person who was blind and now he's given eyes to look. Oh, Allah Akbar. And you can only see Allah not with this eye. When you close this eye, Allah opens the eyes of the heart. And then you forget Allah Ta'ala. Then so to say, you see Allah, the signs of Allah, everywhere you will see. And in everything, and the joy you will get when you close, then in your namaz, and namaz, open your eyes. Don't read namaz. Remember that the Jews, the namaz, his ibadah, there are two things. One is they do it with closed eyes. And one they do shaky. So we in our namaz, from Allahu Akbar, till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, eyes must not be closed. Even in sajda, when almost automatically eyes close, they also keep the eyes open and keep it focused on the tip of the nose. So the whole namaz, your eyes are under control and they are under surveillance also. And you have to control your eyes and look at the right places. If you will do that, Allah will open the eyes of your heart. What's it in 17th Tufara? Basira and Basara. Yeah, before that. وَنَمْ يَسِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. But yeah, why don't you, Allah tells the Quraysh of Makkah, why don't you travel? فَتَكُونَ لَكُمْ قُلُوبُ يَعْقِلُونَ بِيَعْ. You'll have brains, a heart, in which there will be brains. And science has only discovered now. Quran is said already 1400 years ago, long before. So Quran is since ever. Allah is the Quran is the sifat of Allah. Allah is since ever. Quran Sharif is since ever. But that Allah revealed it 1400 years ago. Science always believes that brains are in the mind, the head. And the heart, now they have found that the heart has also got its brain. أولم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها وآذان يسمعون. And the heart will have ears by which the heart hears. وآذان يسمعون فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار. It's not the eyes that are gone blind. ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. But the heart which are in your bosom, that is gone blind. So that is, so if we will open our eyes in namaz and make it a posture the way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made his namaz, Allah will open the eyes of our heart. And then with those eyes you will see Allah ta'ala. Not with the eye, you can't see Allah with this, lan tarani. You can't see with me in this word with these eyes of yours. But with your eyes of the heart, you will perceive, you will see the qudrat, and you will find the ma'iyyat, the closeness of Allah. And you will become what is called sahib al-nisbat, a person who has got connection of Allah. And that connection will be such, nisbat usi ko kehte hai, nisbat usi ko kehte hai, ke aap unki gali se nikalne na paaye. What is called this connection with Allah, that anywhere, everywhere, you want to even go out of the restrictions of Allah, Allah's presence, but you can't go out. You just can't go out. Like for example, your baby is sick, ask many a mother, the baby, the hospital says nobody can stay over at night, but they will plead and the hospital authorities will give in. And the mother won't sleep the whole night. The baby is sleeping, they sedated the baby. But the mother is awake all the time. So that is how Allah will come. What a beautiful example is given, that you are going to your in-laws in India, where it's still common, other countries also, traveling by train and third class, no reservation. And when the train comes on the platform, it stops for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And then about 50 passengers want to come out of the train. Another 50 want to get on. And both of them, they don't give one another way. Those 50 are pushing their way out. And these 50 are pushing. And that narrow door of the train. And you are there with your wife and your 7, 8 children. A 2-year-old also that's running all around. And a 2-month baby in the arms of the mother. And you don't want any other man to touch your wife also. Looking, not touching also, and you have to go in. At such a time also, your nisbat with Allah must not be cut off. Your thoughts must be with Allah Ta'ala. And those who have the thought of Allah at that time also, they don't have to worry anything. You've got your connection there, your connection is going to do all your work. And it has been seen so many times, the guard will come, what we say there, they call him the TT, ticket taker, the guard, the conductor, and he will just open the road. All of you wait, let these people go in first. Or Allah will send farishtas for you. And these farishtas might even come dressed like with big mustaches and no beard also. Farishtas come in many ways. They might be even wearing bermudas and t-shirts, but they are farishtas which Allah has sent. And they are big, robust people. And they make everyone clear the way, and they tell you to go and serve them. And friends who had these experiences, the farishtas at the end ask them, you want cigarettes, you smoke, but we bring cigarettes for you also. All that will also be done. You keep your connection with Allah, and see how Allah will look. At the most crucial times, Allah will be there. If we, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. He who is Allah, Allah becomes he. So we have to become Allah. And one of the ways is to look after the eyes. That a person, that is one way, is a gift from Allah. The test also is a great blessing. Who is allowed to sit for exams? Who passed the supplementary? Otherwise you're not even fit to sit for the exam. When will you go for a driver's test? When you pass your learner's test. Then only you fit to go for a driver's test. So this test Allah has put for us is a blessing for us. And those who are tested, who you want to raise to the higher level. Allah wants to give us, He gave us this Ramadan, which is a test for all Muslims. For us, we came to the Khanqa, we came here for our Islam, we came here to have connection with Allah. So the test is here also. Allah has made it so much easy that here there aren't women walking around. But the woman on our phones, over and over, your announcement is made, don't keep your phones. And then the woman which are in your mind and which are in your heart, and you, a person gets himself surprised, which old scene comes out in the mind again. And that time again, are you going to entertain the scene, or are you going to close it, you delete it immediately? So you know, how much we will look after our eyes, so much we will find Allah Ta'ala. And then again, it's not only the eyes, six parts. Ulama has discussed about the whole body, which we must keep roza. The next is about the tongue, roza of the tongue. We know that a woman will give you a tongue lashing, and a man will give a whoop lashing. With the whoop, you can whoop a person in the days of a party, when the prisoners were in the jail, and that time corporal punishment was legal. They should whoop the prisoners. I remember small children in the little town of Americana. My auntie lived there. We should go there for holidays. And the prison wasn't far. And in the morning, about 7 o'clock, they should whoop. We should go and listen to the screaming of the poor people when they get whooped. So they should give them a terrible whoop lashing. Sometimes with that whoop lashing, your skin also tears apart. But that is not as serious as a tongue lashing. This wound still heals also. And most probably there will be no sign of it again after some time. But the tongue lashing, that signs will remain forever. So a man, Allah has given him the hand, and he wants to hit. In fact, Maulana Yunus of Pune, Rahmatullah Ali, gave one beautiful incident. He said one, a couple, husband wife, every day fight. When husband comes home from work, immediately the fight starts, all the time. And so the wife went to the one Maulana for a ta'weez. So when she explained, he understood what's the problem. That when the husband comes in, immediately wife, he said, no salam, anything. I told you to buy this for me, you didn't buy that. I told you to bring this. He says that the house is dirty. You didn't do this, did you? And the fight starts. And then the man uses his hands to hit her. And she uses her tongue to lash out at him. And then the fight starts. So he understood the problem, and understood the solution also. So he gave her a ta'weez. He says, this ta'weez, when your husband is about to come home, about 5 o'clock he comes home, 5 to 5, 1 minute to 5, you put it in your mouth. And if it comes out, it will lose its effect. It won't work. You'll have to keep it in your mouth. So when the husband came, now she's going to talk, it's going to come out. So she didn't talk anything. So she didn't say anything, husband didn't say anything. And his husband also got surprised. She's not shouting today. This you didn't do, this you are like that. She didn't talk anything, he didn't say anything. Happy they were living. Now happened, after about 2 weeks, he took a prepared a cake for Maulana. You saw our problem, what the ta'weez you gave. So he said, where's the ta'weez, bring it here. So she gave him, so he opened it up, empty paper, nothing written. So he said, it was just some psychological thing, you speak up, he speaks. You say one thing, he says two things, you say 10 things. One husband told his, the wife told the husband, that you don't listen to what I tell you. Whatever I tell you goes in the one ear, it comes out from the other ear. You don't hear what I tell you. I tell you buy this, I tell you bring milk, bring bread. You don't listen. You just don't listen. So he says, and your problem, whatever I tell you, it goes in the one ear, it comes out from the mouth. And then you just start the tongue lashing you give. It all comes out from the mouth. So this is the common problem. So if you control the tongue, and the control of the tongue is very, very, very important. Not only Allah says, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. And this is the one ayat, one of the three ayat that is of taqwa also. And yes, that how to speak at the time of nikah, this ayat, is sunnah to read this ayat. And the importance of taqwa is the strength at the time of nikah. All three ayats, one is for the believer, and one is the ayyuhannasu taqu, people, the fear Allah Ta'ala. And this taqwa is a way, and with it, you have one very important حق تقاتل in other ayat, yeah, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Speak correctly. Don't speak ambiguously. Don't speak where there are two, three meanings to a thing. Don't mumble and speak. Speak clearly. To speak also, we have to learn how to speak. And that also from Buzurgs learn, that when you speak, nobody has to ask you to repeat yourself again. And you speak clearly. And you must say what you mean what you say. Don't say something and you meaning something else. Or don't have some other meaning in your mind and using some other word. Speak clearly. Speaking also, to learn to speak correctly, is very important. So the tongue is very, very important. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained about the harms of the tongue. And one sahabi was surprised. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam held the tongue and said that people will land themselves in Jahannam just because of the tongue of this. It comes in the hadith that one word you say, and it takes you to the heights of Jannah. And one word you say, and takes you to the depths of Jahannam. Like, for example, husband and wife having argument, fighting with one another. And somebody came and he sorted out one word, he said, and he threw water and he cooled down everything. And now they're living together. That one word of his will take him to Jannah. And husband and wife were having a fight. Now they made up and they were just about now to sort out their matters and go. And you came and said one word and you lit the fire again. That one word of yours will take you to the depths of Jannah. The Aws and Khazraj, the two Ansar tribes of Medina Sharif, were at one another's throats for centuries. But by the barakat of Islam, they became closer than blood brothers also. And Imani brothers are always more closer than blood brothers also. So one Jew couldn't see this. And he said some ash'ar also of the past, the fight. And again the swords came out. And they were about to fight with one another. News reached Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Immediately he came with a few sahaba there. And he said, why am I living back to Jahiliyyah again? Where is this Jahiliyyah? This ignorance of Jahiliyyah coming again? This fighting one another again? By the barakat of Allah's Nabi, his sohbat and his presence, they're all there. So that one word will take you where. And there are many people where they go, there are fights, whether it's in the families, whether it's in the communities, they put out the fire. They threw water and they cooled it down. And others who go and light the fire everywhere. And here also it has to be understood that this all is to light the fire for the sake of deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with the kalima of tawheed. And because of that, how many families got split apart? How many parents, husband and wife got separated, parents and children. So for haq, this doesn't refer to haq, that you suppress the haq and you make unity. Unity is not on batil. Peace is not on batil. On haq, unity is on haq. And peace is on haq, not on batil. So the tongue has to be used correctly. It is small in size and little in weight, but it has got a lot of weight. And the effects of it are very great, what the tongue says. So we have to learn how to use the tongue correctly. It's a very, very important thing. And this also, in fact, in the Khankas of before, many people have got this disease. They just can't stop talking. All the time talking. Like a two-year-old, that they just can't stop talking. Many people haven't passed the two-year age limit of their life. Though they are 20 now, and perhaps not 200, but they are old, but they are also, they just can't stop talking. Now, when a person reaches maturity, one of the signs clearly is spiritual, not only even mental maturity, and when you reach spiritual maturity even more, your speech automatically becomes less. And now your tongue is engaged, it still works, but in the zikr of Allah. And every person, we should check ourselves also, how much is our tongue, we're talking about dunya things. How many things about dunya we will talk. We'll ask about the weather. Who doesn't know what the weather is like? It's very hot, and we meet very hot. Yeah, very hot. Now, how lot of energy you wasted. Very cold today. Who doesn't know it's very cold? We're just wasting our energy, wasting our work. And if you use that same time to say, La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, one buzurg, to this extent he went, that he measured the time that for his breakfast that he eats, that if you, the cereal, in our times to understand, if you cook the cereal on the stove, the oats or whatever, you add the hot milk, whatever, how long that time takes, and the raw cereal, you put it in your mouth, and you just drink some water over it. It's still going to do the same work. In the stomach, it's going to do the same work. So how the difference of time? You saw there was a difference of time of 70 subhanallah. And how long will it take to say 70 subhanallah? Not even a minute. But he treasured that minute also. And then his whole life, he did not have the cooked porridge, but just put the raw oil in his mouth, drink water over it, so that he could say 70 times more subhanallah. But for hours, for us, hours and days and weeks and months we wait, years we wait, our whole life till now we have wasted it. So if a person learns to look after his time, and this word that comes, every word that we speak is recorded. One person, Allah gave him kashf on this issue, that he saw Kiram al-Kasimim the Farishta, with his eyes he saw them. So he asked them, you people write down everything. They didn't reply, but they wrote down, you write down everything. He said, even this you wrote down. No reply. Even this you wrote down. You write everything. You write everything. Whatever. وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلِ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَقِيبٌ. Whatever one word comes out, one alphabet comes out, it is recorded. The hafiz who's reading, and his touch also is also recorded. The touch is also recorded. In there, we should try and see that when we read our wazifas, and many times we are sleepy, and then we have to like cancel that again. Reading is not right and there. For then this is those who are pardoned on their wazifas, and they want to read it, but sometimes you are tired, you are sleepy, then you have to delete it. All that is recorded also. If you are writing an exam paper and you wrote your answer and you realize, no, this is not the right, and you draw two lines, delete it, and now you write the right answer. After that you write, that is not right, and you delete. The examiner, when he will see your paper, he say, what is this person? Everything is deleting here. And you send one neat paper. And then what you will get. So if we send it, when we read our wazifas, everything, we try and do it properly, without any mistakes, errors, or anything, we send in the need. Everything is recorded. Whatever we are speaking, by them, it is not like at night when a husband is making love to his wife, and he's got one objective, his satisfaction. And then he makes so many promises to her also. And then in the morning, all that is, when she reminds him, what does he say? Kalamul layl yamhuhun nahar. The day rubs off the talks of the night. When the day comes, all night talk is forgotten. All those promises don't mean anything. No. Everything what we have speak, it is recorded here. And Allah's great mercy and kindness just makes tawbah in things. We make tawbah of all the wrong things I spoke till today. And how much of real rubbish we have spoken. People get together in world and government level and government capacity to talk rubbish about the rubbish dustbins and that, how to dispose of the waste, new waste. They get together to talk about rubbish. And the whole meeting and how much money spent in the hotels they stay, for the workshops they have, all just to talk rubbish. So, and for sewage, to get rid of sewage, to get rid of urine, how lot discussions and how lot meetings and how many departments of universities are all for this rubbish. So Allah Ta'ala, to use our tongue correctly is very, very important. A very great asset. May Allah give us tawfiq that we become conscious. And the main thing to acquire is taqwa and measure ourselves. Don't wait till the end. And then we see that now it's too late. Am I moving and I'm getting that taqwa? By the time we come by 29, 30 night, my taqwa tent must be 100% full. It must not mean that we were only going to check up there, is it full or not. See whether it's getting now. Already it's supposed to be 10% full. So that by 13th night it can be 100% full. Allah give us tawfiq. And that is what we have to work for. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.